I was thinking about what might be an appropriate verse to speak from. And it's a verse I oftentimes quote, but I'll probably speak about it from a different perspective. It's the verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam. I'm sorry I didn't write the number down. Text 31, 10th canto, could be 2nd chapter. I'm just going to read the translation. O Lord, who resemble the shining sun, you are always ready to fulfill the desire of your devotee, and therefore you are known as a desire tree. Vanshakalpaturu. When acharyas completely take shelter under your lotus feet in order to cross the fierce ocean of nescience, they leave behind on earth the method by which they cross, and because you are very merciful to your other devotees, you accept this method to help them. I thought of this verse because I've been thinking a lot about Srila Prabhupada's mission. And in this verse, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that the acharya, when he crosses the ocean, he leaves behind the boat for others to cross. The verse also glorifies the Lord as Kalpataru, like a desire tree, because the Lord is very kind, because the Lord accepts the method by which the acharya crossed. He accepts that method of his devotional service. And not only for the benefit of the acharya who crossed, but also for the benefit of those who are still needing to cross that ocean of nescience. And that is his kindness. And we know that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains in the commentary that the boat which the acharya leaves behind, he defines it as a bhakti movement. He leaves behind the bhakti movement, and that bhakti movement, of course, which we know, and we oftentimes speak about many, many times, the bhakti movement that Srila Prabhupada left behind is this Krishna consciousness movement and the association of devotees which we have available to us in the Krishna consciousness movement, the temples which Srila Prabhupada was very eager to establish and to be maintained, the new temples which were opened on his behalf, the Harinam Sankirtan, the glorification of the holy name when the devotees are going out, distributing the holy name of the Lord, Srila Prabhupada's transcendental literatures, which are his the heart of the bhakti movement, because his heart, he gave everything, he gave his heart into the books, and he wanted us to study the books. I was just listening to a class just yesterday. It's amazing how every time I speak on a particular topic, just yesterday, 5th canto, 5th chapter, 2nd verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada was giving a class, I believe in Hyderabad. And Prabhupada was so, I mean, he was heavy. He was very heavy. He said, somehow devotees think, my devotees are thinking these books are for distribution. He said, no. And he started to speak about austerities. It says if we want to go back to Godhead, we need to voluntarily accept austerities. And then he quoted the previous verse, Tapo Divyam Putraka Yena Satvam, that one has to voluntarily accept austerities and penances to achieve the divine position of devotional service. And then he began to describe the different types of austerities which we need to perform. And in the lecture, he says our austerities is forcing our minds to hear about and to speak about Krishna. He said, these are our austerities. And then he elaborated a little bit on that point. And then he went on to elaborate by explaining about books. He said, if you do not read my books, you won't understand austerities. Reading my books is also just as important as distributing my books. And he defined the austerities not in the distribution of his books, but in this particular class, he defined the austerities as reading his books. Just 2 days ago, he was saying that. Because it's an austerity, as he was explaining, to focus the mind on Krishna. So, Prabhupada gave us so much in his movement, in this bhakti movement. He gave us his books, gave us the association of devotees, temples, deities, prasadam, the holy name. Everything is there in the bhakti movement that he left behind. And in all respects, that is something that he left for us as a means, and which Krishna accepted as a means for us to cross this ocean of material existence. Taking all that into consideration, I was also meditating, I guess you could say, that Srila Prabhupada's mission is not simply defined by his movement. But in so many places, too numerous to list and to begin reading, I can read a couple. But in so many places, Srila Prabhupada has indicated that his mission is to bring others back to Godhead. That is his mission. Not to diminish the bhakti movement, but we have to consider that he went to the other side and he left the bhakti movement because he wants to see us on the other side also. That is his desire. That is his mission. Not only is it his mission, but as we've been hearing in our talks and our lectures, and especially in our readings in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it's how happy Krishna is. It's his mission too. It's his mission that the word that I've heard used today was genuine, that Prabhupada was so genuine. And the Lord, undoubtedly, we can't even use the word genuine. It's his desire that every single spiritual spark throughout creation is his. Aham Bija Prata Pita. He's the seed-giving father of all of them. Not just human beings, not just plants, animals, insects, reptiles, and that's just in this world. What to speak of all the worlds in this universe? What to speak of all the universes which are innumerable, which are emanating from the pores of his body? And in each and every one of those universes, he's expanding into each of those universes as Garbhodakshay Vishnu, and as who is the super soul of the universe, and then as Kshirodakshay Vishnu, who is the super soul who enters into the heart of every living entity in whatever form they may take. And then when Gopakumar reaches Vaikuntha and stands reverentially before the Lord of Vaikuntha, who speaks and says, I've been waiting and waiting and waiting for you to come. I've been dancing like a fool in my hope that you would do something to indicate you want to come back to me, because I've been waiting so long for you. Now, as we've said before, Super Soul is also not manifest in Vaikuntha, because he's there manifested as the Lord of Vaikuntha. He's not in the hearts, but he knows the heart of every living being when they come to Vaikuntha, because he's the same personality who is in everyone's heart, wandering Brahmanda Brahmate Kona Bhagyavan Jeev, wandering throughout the universe. He's that same personality. And he's so pleased when his devotee finally comes back to him. And Srila Prabhupada, who's that external manifestation of Super Soul. Super Soul is there. Srila Prabhupada's the external manifestation of Super Soul. Srila Prabhupada's mission is not just the bhakti mission or the bhakti movement he left behind, but his mission, as he himself emphatically states in so many places, is he wants to bring others back to Godhead. I'll read just a few, too numerous to read, but I've chosen just a couple. And I'll bring it to the point that I wanted to make, which I feel is very relevant. But here's one point. Here's a quote. I'm going to just read, not the whole verse, I'm reading basically from Prabhupada's books. Again, my emphasis, as I did on Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day, my emphasis is that Prabhupada gave everything in his books. Gave his heart, he gave himself, and in so many respects, he told us, everything is there in my books. One purport. He says, no one can be truly happy within the material world. Srila Narada Muni, in order to enlighten the miserable inhabitants, wanders everywhere. His mission is to get them back home, back to Godhead. That is the mission of all genuine devotees of the Lord, following the footsteps of that great sage. One quote. Another quote from the third canto, fifth chapter, fourth verse. Great unalloyed devotees of the Lord are compassionate towards the fallen souls, and therefore they travel all over the world with the mission of bringing them back to Godhead, back to home. Such pure devotees of the Lord carry the message of Godhead in order to deliver the fallen souls. Therefore, the common man who is bewildered by the influence of the external energy of the Lord should avail himself of their association. Here's another quote about the desire. The desire, you know, also, I want to speak about desire also, because Srila Prabhupada wanted us and said in many places that we should have a desire to go back to Godhead. Of course, he also says we should have a desire to please the Lord. But if one actually looks at it in the proper perspective, there's no difference. If one thinks, I want to go back to Godhead, and sometimes, unfortunately, I've warned devotees about such statements. I've heard devotees say sometimes, Guru Maharaj, I just want to go back to Godhead. And when I hear it, in that tone of voice, that expression, that mood, I try to tell them, there's something wrong. Yes, it's good to want to go back to Godhead. Bhakti Vinod Thakur describes in Bhakti Tattva Viveka that any desire that leads us to the desire for bhava and for pure devotional service, that is real desire. All other desires, when he's speaking about giving up all other desires, they're useless. So yes, a desire to please the Lord, a desire to go back to Godhead, the proper mood, proper expression, proper mentality is, I want to please Krishna and serve Krishna in a way that he would be most pleased. Certainly, I have no other way of pleasing him in a way that he would be most pleased, separate from the pleasure of my spiritual master. I understand that completely. But my spiritual master also wants me to have the desire to go back to Godhead. He wants it. That's his mission. We have his movement, but he also gave us his mission. His mission is he wants to see everyone go back to Godhead. Movement is a facility to please and serve Srila Prabhupada, to serve his mission. I'll read one quote. The Lord is reciprocally respondent to his devotees. When he sees that a devotee is completely sincere in getting admittance to the transcendental service of the Lord, and has thus become eager to hear about him, the Lord acts from within the devotee in such a way that the devotee may easily go back to him. The Lord is more anxious to take us back into his kingdom than we can desire. Most of us do not desire at all to go back to Godhead. Only a very few men want to go back to Godhead. But anyone who desires to go back to Godhead, Sri Krishna helps in all respects. First canto, second chapter, 17th verse, purport. How can we separate? We cannot separate Prabhupada's mission, or we should not separate, I should say, Prabhupada's mission from his movement. But we should not, which means we should not forget what his mission is and what his movement is meant to do. It's to give facility to everyone, to give them an opportunity to bring them into the association of devotees, to awaken a desire within their hearts, to turn to the Lord within their hearts, who's been waiting, as he said to Gopa Kumar, "I waited and waited and waited. When are you going to turn your face to me?" But you wouldn't turn your face to me. I was looking for an excuse where I could bypass my rules that I established according to the Vedas, Vedic tradition, of how you could come to me. But you didn't even chant my name. Even if you chanted my name in jest, you would have given me an excuse. Just as he appeared before Ajamil, who called out his name, Narayan. But he told Gopa Kumar, "You didn't even do that." So we've spoken about the exceptional special mercy that the Lord extended to Gopa Kumara. And we also spoke about the inspiration we can get from seeing that special mercy, which means that we should also hope someday, whether it be this life, next life, 10 births from now, 100 births from now, someday we can get that mercy where we can actually please Krishna. That is inseparable. Krishna wants us. And my meditation, I have to confess that, you know, one thing that from speaking from these texts of Brihad Bhagavatamrita and reading references from Srila Prabhupada that I've included in these texts, reading references from our previous acharyas, meditating on Srila Sanatana Goswami, the author of Brihad Bhagavatamrita, his service that he rendered to Lord Chaitanya, because yata yata gora padara vinde, to the degree that we actually meditate and serve Lord Chaitanya and please him who's come in his most merciful incarnation to give what no other incarnation has ever come to give before, ecstatic love of Godhead, in the mood of the residents of Vrindavan, he's come to give us this opportunity. Srila Sanatana Goswami is serving Lord Chaitanya internally in his mood of his internal Siddha Surya, but he's his eternal associate of Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani, and also in his Sadaka Surya, as Srila Sanatana Goswami, who taught us how service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is the best way to please the Lord. It's the best way to please him, to satisfy him. If we can please him by preaching the message of going back to Godhead, which is the purpose from which he came to distribute this exceptional, pure love of Godhead. Rupa Goswami declares it, Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate, this most exceptional mood of ecstatic love, most merciful. And certainly Srila Rupa Goswami understand the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mano Bhishtam, He understood the heart of Lord Chaitanya. Kaviraj Goswami explains in Chaitanya Charitamrita that just as the Lord Krishna, entered into the heart of Lord Brahma and made him fully realized by entering within his heart, in the same way, Lord Chaitanya entered into the heart of Srila Rupa Goswami and made him fully realized, by which he could present the conclusive truths about bhakti, the conclusive truths about devotional service, which is most pleasing to the Lord. He's revealed all these truths. Sanatana Goswami has revealed all these truths. It is the best way. And Srila Prabhupada is giving us these truths. Pages of Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. By hearing the commentaries of our previous acharyas, we can really understand the purpose by which Lord Chaitanya descended, purpose for which Lord Krishna descends, and the purpose for which such personalities as Srila Prabhupada descends. He wants us to go back home, back to Godhead. Now, that is not in our hands. No one can say, I'm going to go back home, back to Godhead, or I'm going to do everything necessary to go back home, back to Godhead. That is not in our hands. That is in Krishna's hands. We're completely dependent on their mercy. But shouldn't that include having the desire to go back home, back to Godhead? It's Prabhupada's desire. It's the Lord's desire. And will anybody doubt how Swarup was received in Goloka Vrindavan? And not only Swarup. Swarup came, how he was received, how happy the Lord was. He lost consciousness in ecstasy, fell down crying. He was so happy to see him. But then, not only did he receive Swarup like that, but the Mathura Brahmin, who Gopakumara told his whole story to, then he had so much faith in the words of Gopakumara. That was his qualification. He had so much faith in the words of Gopakumara that Gopakumara was so pleased to bless him. He put his hands on the head of the Mathura Brahmin. The Mathura Brahmin fell down in ecstasy and began wandering about. He fell into a bush, I think it's called the Karika bush. And then the next thing he knows, it's a thorny bush that he fell into. There's no description about death. You know, as Prabhupada says, for the Vaishnava, death doesn't happen. It's like lightning and illumination. They take place simultaneously. There's no... Sanatana Goswami doesn't give any details. But when the Mathura Brahmin, he fell into the Karika bush, lost consciousness, and then he wakes, becomes conscious again. He looks around and... where is he? He's in Goloka Vrindavan. And then who comes? Krishna comes, is so happy to see him. He calls him by name, Janashyama. I'm so happy to see you. He runs. He embraces him, falls down in ecstasy, begins crying. It's not just Gopakumara, it's not just Swarup. It's also the Mathura Brahmin who enters in. And then the Lord wanted to give him something very special. And he decided, what could I possibly give him? So he took an ornament from his body. And he took the ornament and gave it to Janashyama. He said, please take this ornament. And then he left, he returned, he also got an opportunity, he got lunch, some remnants of the Lord. He was so happy to see him, just as Sarup got the opportunity, got remnants. This is mercy. Mercy. This is, we should want to qualify for mercy. And the way to qualify for mercy is by cultivating a desire. That's all. We can't make our desire, we can't create reality by our desire. But as we've seen from today's verse, the Lord is kalpataru. He's like a wish-fulfilling desire tree. And because he's like a wish-fulfilling desire tree, he's very happy to fulfill the desire of the achayas who did cross. Prabhupada prayed for us on the Jaladutta. Prabhupada prayed, let them hear your message. What can I possibly say? I'm just a puppet in your hands. Simply make me dance. Make me dance, O Lord. Make me dance. They cannot understand by my words. Only if you agree to enter into my words will they be able to understand your message. I want to see them understand your message. Prabhupada wanted everyone to get the opportunity to go back to Godhead. And the Lord, who's like a kalpataru, like a wish-fulfilling desire tree, he fulfilled that desire of Srila Prabhupada. Shouldn't we understand that Prabhupada wants us to get on the other side too? That's why he left the boat. He left the boat because he wants everyone to join him on the other side. It will always be there. As long as we enter the boat. Enter the boat means we go on hearing transcendental narrations of the Lord, the narrations of the spiritual world, narrations of the transcendental pastimes of the Lord as he performs them in amongst his most confidential devotees of the Lord, and an awakening within our heart to go on hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing these topics. Because although the final decision is not ours, Krishna is looking to see how much we want to please him in this way. And therefore, we see there are so many obstacles, so many tests, so many difficulties. We can look about and every one of us, we can make our list of obstacles, make our list of problems. We can make our list of complaints, make our list of people who've caused apparently difficulties to us in the execution of our devotional service, in the movement. But movement may be there. But Prabhupada wants more from us. This movement is meant, it's a facility for us to cultivate the desire to go back to Godhead. And anyone who cultivates that desire will find this all facility. And only a fool would say no such facility exists. Because Krishna's in the heart. And he knows how much we want to hear. He's waiting. Just as he waited for Gopakumara. I'm waiting. He knows how much we want to hear. And if he knows how much we want to hear, if we commit ourselves and express ourselves with a desire to hear, Prabhupada, we just read it. I'll read it one more time. The Lord is reciprocally respondent to his devotees. When he sees that a devotee is completely sincere in getting admittance to the transcendental service of the Lord and has thus become eager to hear about him, the Lord acts from within the devotee in such a way that the devotee may easily go back to him. The Lord is more anxious to take us back into his kingdom than we can desire. Most of us do not desire at all to go back to Godhead. Only a very few men want to go back to Godhead. But anyone who desires to go back to Godhead, Sri Krishna helps in all respects. This is Srila Prabhupada's mission. We should not forget his mission in our services to his movement. This is my appeal to the devotees. Krishna says, Manmana bhava mad bhakto mad yajimam namaskuru. Think of me, worship me, offer your homages unto me. Surely you will come to me. This is part and parcel. As Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains, this is what it means to surrender. When Krishna says, Sarva dhammam parityaja, mamekam sharanam braja, saying that all the components of that surrender are found in mad mana bhava mad bhakto mad yaji mam namaskuru. They're all there. This is his mission. We should keep his mission as a very integral part of his movement and be ready to tolerate any disturbances. They're not worthwhile to meditate on. Any disturbances we have to face in the service of Srila Prabhupada's mission, we should embrace and be very happy to accept it, because we won't forget his mission. This is his blessing. He prayed for us. We should be thankful to him that he has prayed for us. That mercy is available to us. That is our hope. That is our hope. That is my prayer. And this is my begging to all of you. On this day, please don't forget why Srila Prabhupada came to us and what he wants from us. This is his desire. I cannot have any other desire except his desire. Therefore, I pray to him for the opportunity to express his desire to you today. That is my talk. I thank you for the opportunity you have all given me to speak today. And I'm sure you'll have opportunities to think about what I've said. And I hope in some way I was able to be of some service in the service of Srila Prabhupada. I will end here. It's almost 7 o'clock. I believe I'm supposed to end at 7 o'clock. I don't know what's next. I will leave it up to the organizers to decide and to tell me what to do next. Thank you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.